好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天讲到的题目是畜疫灾定向。
The sermon today is the targeted plague on the livestock。
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
就是第五灾来到牲畜要死亡啦。
And that is the first plague. It has come to the livestock.
牲畜死亡是透过牲畜的瘟疫去死的。
The death of the livestock is through the plague.
当牛羊马都染了疫死亡的时候呢
？When the cow, the sheep, and the horse when they died.
我们却看到了上帝所定下的方向。
Then we see the direction God set.
好，我们开始讲到一些有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
你是那位昔在、今在、永在的主。
You are the eternal God.
你也是那位掌管宇宙万物方向的神呐、
啊。And you are the Lord. You just have the sovereignty for the direction.
求你赐给我们一颗谦卑受教的灵。
Lord, please give us the humble spirit.
也赐给我们一颗有悟性的心。
Also, give us understanding about the heart.
在这第五灾当中，听懂神的美意。
And in this fifth plague, we can understand you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿们。
阿们。
好，畜疫灾定向。
A targeted plague on the livestock.
第四灾苍蝇那个蝇灾已经过去了。
The fourth plague of the flies has passed.
法老、摩西，包括你我都当思考啊。
Pharaoh, Moses, and even you and I, we all need to stop and think.
这到底是怎么回事呢
？What on earth just happened?
对不对？事情来到了，不思考就可惜了嘛。
So when things come, we just have to think.
比如说我们常常会问一些问题
So what are the common questions we may ask?
有些问题是挺无聊的
Some of this question, it just doesn't make sense
但是无聊的问题 会令到无聊的人发生很大的兴趣
However, when some of the questions doesn't make sense and the people, who some people just like it
我们最常见的疑问就是上帝为什么要造苍蝇呢
One of the most common questions people ask is this Why did God create flies?
我们很多人会认为苍蝇是一无是处什么好处都没有的
Just thinking flies has nothing good about it.
我在这里就不讲了。
So in here, I do not just elaborate much.
我就把这个机会给有疑问的人吧。
I just give this opportunity to put person who has a question.
去查一查去，苍蝇到底对这个世界带来什么益处？
Check on it. What kind of benefit are the flies bring to the world?
有的时候我也想，可能只有像当时无知却拥有权柄的法老们，才会问这样低能儿的问题了，对吧
？But honestly, I just believe only someone like Pharaoh at the time ignored it, holding the power who would ask the question.
今天的人又有 Google 又有 AI， 那随便一查一个准儿，对吧
？Nowadays, people they have the Google, they can also use the AI to find the answer.
好，现在看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
百般忍耐的劝说。
God's persistence and the patience appear.
我想在出埃及记当中啊。
In the book of the Exodus,
可能出现最多的字句，就比如说是“耶和华吩咐摩西”这句话，会不会啊
？Perhaps one of the most repeated phrases is "The Lord said to Moses."
那么到底这句话讲的是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
就是无非在表达上帝对人的百般忍耐嘛，对不对
？It just simply shows us God's patience, endurance.
首先是苦口婆心的劝勉。
First, earnest.Heartfelt persuasion.
显而易见的是，耶和华神反反复复对摩西说一句不断重复的话。
Very clearly, the Lord kept saying the same thing to Moses again and again.
而且是说了还要再说。
He said it and he just repeated it.
仿佛没有停止。
Seems like he didn't stop.
也不见止息。
And it just will not cease.
我想这就是爱了。
I think this is love.
也是神的大爱，对不对
？And it's God's great love.
因为人的爱很快就没了。
Human love just runs out quickly.
很快就停止了。
And very just quickly stop.
你同意吗
？Do you agree？
你不听，好吧，那我就言尽于此喽。
If you don't listen, fine. I've just said enough. I'm done.
父母常常对孩子就这么讲话的。
So parents that usually just talk to their children this way.
你不听，我以后就不说了。
If you don't say, listen, I just will not say anything.
这算比较温柔的父母，再往前走多一步，比较厉害的父母呢
？And this is kind of, but some parents say just even hard.
你不听，就给我离家出走，从此我们家没有你这个人。
If you do not listen to me, and you're just out of the house.
唐朝有一个大官叫狄仁杰，大家可能也听过，对吧
？In the Tang Dynasty, and there's a the official's name is the 唐仁杰.
狄仁杰，啊，唐朝的狄仁杰，啊，不是唐人杰，狄仁杰，这个人特别聪明，这个人。
This guy is very smart.
很会推理，很会演算一些事情的发展。
And he's very good at just logic.
所以他特别聪明。
He's very smart.
从小就聪明。
And he was smart when he was a little.
聪明的孩子通常往往跟父母的关系啊观点都不一样，对吧
？And a smart child often has a different opinion with the parents.
所以爸爸就把他赶出去了。
So his father just sending out of the house.
他的赶出去的年龄吧，大概就十一二岁、十二三岁这个样子。
And he was only 11 or 12.
我回想起我小的时候，在这个年龄，风险很大，也差一点跟父母就断绝关系，我爸爸可能也会把我赶出家门。
I just remember, think back, and when I was a child, I was just a similar, maybe my father almost wanted to send me out.
这就是人啊。
That's human being.
人对待自己的儿女的忍耐也是有限的。
And human beings, we just have very limited patience.
爱吧，也会用完的。
And love, it just, we can run out quickly.
但是神的爱就会不断在圣灵里催逼啦，在谷中点燃爱火啦，使人欲罢不能。
But God's love is different. His love just keeps pressing through the Holy Spirit and burns just like fire in the bones.
因为我们所相信的神是那位昔在、今在、永在的神嘛，对吧
？Because the God He is the eternal God.
我们传福音也是一样的。
And that is also how we share the gospel.
如果从人的惰性来看呢
？If you look at our human nature, we're lazy.
我们的本性都是闲懒、懒惰的。
And our nature, we're just lazy.
基本上都不怎么愿意去传福音的。而且还要冒着被拒绝、被羞辱的风险，对不对？
And also, we just don't want to take the risk of rejection or embarrassment.
但是其根本原因呢，就是因为神的爱啊。
But the root of it all is the love of God.
神的爱，他这神的心在那里动工啊。
God just works in the heart.
神在人的心里动工，对不对？
God just moves in our heart.
以致会有一个苦口婆心的劝说，对不对？
And that is why, and we just we can just pursue.
这个在我们日常生活当中也会经历到的。
And we experience that in our daily life.
其次呢，问题症结之所在。
Second, the heart of the issue.
有没有想过到底神与法老之间在争什么东西啊？
Have you ever thought about it? What exactly was God and the Pharaoh fighting over?
我们尝试把自己退回到那个时代去想一想。
Let's just put ourselves in during their time.
法老对希伯来人的统治有430年了。
So there are 430 years for the Pharaoh to rule the Israel.
自从雅各带的70人啊，从迦南地跑到埃及来之后，430年就慢慢过去了。
Since Jacob just brought the Israelites to Egypt.
你站在法老的角度来看待以色列人会怎么看呢？
So when you look at the Israelites from the Pharaoh's viewpoint.
他当然会认为埃及地的一切，包括这些希伯来奴隶都属于法老嘛，属于他嘛。
So Pharaoh would think that everything just belonged to him, including the Israelites.
我们读到这样的命题，也会说有问题吗？没问题啊。
So when we read the subject, is there any objection?
啊，这块领土自古以来就是我们国家的，谁有问题啊？谁有不同意见
？This land has always been ours, and who dares to disagree?
当然也包括埃及地的430年以上的希伯来的奴隶嘛。
So even include the Hebrew slaves for those 400 years.
不也同样是属于我们伟光正的法老吗
？So don't they also just belong and to the glorious Pharaoh?
呀，又伟大又光荣又正确的法老，拥有这么多个奴隶，有问题吗？没问题吗
？With such a great and glorious Pharaoh, and is there a problem for him to own those?
但是问题是摩西来了。
The issue is now.
而且是摩西40年以后回来了。
And after 40 years, Moses came back.
而摩西所带来的信息令法老不爽啊。
The message Moses brought and made the Pharaoh very unpleasant.
摩西告诉法老说：“你口中所说的希伯来奴隶是以色列人呐。”
Moses said, "The people you called the Hebrew slave are the people of Israel."
从希伯来人到以色列人，那可是一个新造的人呢，对吧
？From Hebrew to Israelites, they're the new creation.
这个新造的人是属耶和华的人呐。
The new creation, they belong to the Lord.
那跟我们也是一样啊。
Same as us.
圣经说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督在我们里边活着，对吧
？And it's for same for us, and we no longer the same, just Christ dwells in our hearts.
我们和以色列人都经历过生命的更新与改变，对吧？
And our life has been renewed by God, just like the Israelites.
以色列人改变就是亚伯渡口，亚老雅各呀，以及他的后裔成了以色列人。
After the birth of that Jacob, and the old Jacob was no longer the same, became Israel.
呀，当然，虽然这400多年来呢，以色列人其实是忽略了传福音了。
It is obvious that for more than 400 years, Israelites neglected to proclaim the good news.
怎么知道他忽略传福音呢？
How do we know they neglected?
埃及人竟然不知道希伯来人就是以色列人。
The Egyptians, they didn't know the Hebrew, they're Israelites.
如果这四百多年以色列人早一点告诉埃及人说，我们是以色列人呐、啊，不是希伯来人呐、
啊。If the Israelites just told the Egyptians earlier, and it's a word that is the Israelites.
要带我们来埃及的下埃及的那个祖先雅各，他已经不叫雅各了，叫以色列了。
And ancestor who brought us to Egypt, and he's no longer named Jacob, he's Israel.
有的时候在我们身边所生活的很多外邦人不信主的都不知道我们是基督徒啊。
So a lot of the Gentiles, the unbelievers, they are around us, but they didn't realize we're Christians.
这就是上帝儿女的亏欠了。
So this is the failure of God's choosing.
会不会是你的亏欠呢？
Would that be yours?
你的同事、你的周围的人都不知道你是属上帝的人。
And your coworkers and people around you, they don't know you are the one belong to God.
可能在中国会有些压力，很怕同事、朋友知道自己是基督徒，回到单位会被逼迫啦。
Maybe in China you have the pressure because that once people know you're a Christian, you may.
以后分得一些好处的机会自己就没有啦。
And future, if there's some benefit, you just lose it.
升官发财的机会就远离自己啦。
And opportunity for promotion, you may just lose the chance.
是不是你的想法呢？
Is that how you think?
最后是有言在先的警告了。
Finally, a warning given in advance.
当然，神是不可轻慢的。
Of course, God is not to be mocked.
天地万物都是他造的。
He created the heaven and the earth.
他说有就有，命里就立。
He just made one mistake. He speaks and it comes to this.
神说以色列人是他的百姓，那这就是了。
When God says Israelites is his people, then they are his people.
神对法老怎么说的呢？
So what did God just?
他说他是希伯来人的神。
God just called himself the Lord, the God of the Hebrews.
我听到这个称呼，我心里很感动哎。
My heart was so moved when I heard it.
按道理来讲，他应该说这是我的子民以色列人。
So logically, he should say, these are the people that the Israelites.
按理来说，他应该是我是以色列人神的才合理啊。
And just by the reasoning, he should say that, and I'm the Lord.
因为你讲以色列的神，法老听不懂啊。
Because if God said, the God of the Israelites made the Egyptians didn't understand.
所以也是出于对埃及人对法老的爱与宽容，他称自己的子民以色列人为希伯来人，他称自己是希伯来人的神。
So God, for his expression of his love and his patience toward Egypt.
大家听懂这句话吗？
Do you understand this?
当上帝这句话告诉法老之后呢？
After God told the Pharaoh this.
就意味着法老强留神的百姓就成为神不可接受的事情。
So for the moment, when Pharaoh insists on holding back the people who belong to God, became something God would not hold.
这有一点点像那些独裁者、敌基督或者三自教会的统战部或者国安部，他们不让上帝的子民在聚会、在敬拜上帝，道理是一样的。
It's the same, just like the Antichrist or the dictator, they would not allow God's people to worship God.
当然。就是国内的弟兄姐妹也是有一个责任，告诉这些政府的官员，告诉自己的左邻右舍，我们是以色列人，新以色列人，我们属于耶稣基督的，我们是谁，要让人知道的。
And of course, and Christian, and we just have the responsibility to let people know, and we are the new Israelites, we belong to God.
因为当这个宣称之后意味着什么，你知道吗？
That means after we proclaim that,
以后就不是这些敌基督的来逼迫你我他了，不是了。
And in this case, and future is not antichrist to persecute you, me.
他以后再不让我们聚会，那就成为神不可接受的事情了。
And if in future they do not allow us to worship God, and it just become intolerable for God.
我就很佩服成都那个秋雨教会的那个王一牧师。
I really admire that pastor Wang Yi at the church.
他直接宣称不信耶稣要死亡的，要灭亡的。我觉得这个牧师真棒，他讲的真话呀。
He just proclaimed speak the truth. Whoever do not believe in God will be perished.
在全世界的范围内，没有一个例外，不信耶稣你就沉沦，你就灭亡的。
So no one is exception. If you do not believe in Jesus, then you will be just perished.
法老心里边服吗？
Did Pharaoh accept that in this heart?
当然不会服气嘛。
Of course not.
当人坐在法老或者皇上的大位的时候呢？
When men sit on the throne of Pharaoh,
我告诉你，基本上这个人就失去了思考能力了。
He almost loses the ability to think clearly.
也就不可能具备辨别能力了。
An ability to discern.
识好歹的能力也就不见了。
Also, the ability to know right and wrong is gone.
更不要说是认明方向的能力 也就没了。
They even mentioned the ability to recognize the right direction.
不管是谁，其实自古以来历来的皇帝都是如此。
And the history just shows us the same pattern. Kings and emperors just like no exception.
自古以来没有一个皇帝不愚昧，没有一个皇帝不傻帽，对吧？
So since the history and just none of the king or the emperor, they're just not the
毫无例外，弟兄姐妹。
So there's no exception.
这一次神要赐下瘟疫了。
At this time, God will send another plague.
第五灾，埃及的牲畜就成了法老罪的担当了。
The first plague, the livestock of Egypt will bear the consequence of their sin.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
唯独埃及染畜疫。
Only Egypt's livestock struck.
摩西说，耶和华的手加在你田间的牲畜上。
Moses said, "The hand of the Lord will fall upon your livestock."
我们看看有什么样的牲畜，好不好
？Let's see what kind of the
有马、有驴、有骆驼、牛群、羊群上。
There are horses, donkeys, camels, cattle, and sheep.
神说必有重重的瘟疫。
And God said there will be severe plague.
我们来看看这几样牲畜对埃及意味着什么。
So let's see those animals. What do they represent?
可以说，除了粮食以外，这几样牲畜是代表了埃及的国力与财富啊。
So apart from food, and these animals represented Egypt's national strength and wealth.
当然，这也不知不觉成了法老心中的偶像。
Of course, they were also idols in Pharaoh's heart.
Yeah.这个是每一个人都要面对的挑战，对吧
？That's a challenge each one of us we need to face.
首先是试探与试炼。
First, temptations and testing.
这人世间充满了一体两面的描述，同意吗
？The world is full of a double-sided reality.
可能同一件事情，你怎么看，谁来看，看什么，对不对
？The same thing can mean different things depending on who sees it, how they see it, and what they focus on.
圣经里面所说的。埃及的马、驴、骆驼、牛群、羊群等等，怎么样呢
？For those horses, donkeys, camels, cattle, and sheep，
无疑是财富嘛，对吧
？Without a doubt, they symbolize wealth。
对一个国家来讲，就象征着埃及的国力啊。
Also, they symbolize the power of a nation。
人一旦是以此为依靠、夸耀，或者有些什么感觉。
When a person relies on them, just the boasting and then or just pride.
这些牲畜也就不知不觉成了法老们的偶像了。
These animals become idols in the heart of Pharaoh.
人的心一动就在拜偶像。
The moment the heart clings, idol worship has begun.
好，同样是牲畜，在神的百姓面前又是如何呢
？But what about the same livestock before God's people? How should they be seen?
神的子民又如何看待这些牲畜呢？
How did God's people look at this?
埃及的牲畜都染疫了。
The livestock of Egypt were struck by the plague.
染了疫就难免一死啊。
Struck with disease, they were facing death.
在生死之间，得失之间。
And the tension between life and death.
试问我们的心如何与之互动呢
？How our hearts that interact with what we depend on?
这种互动的缘由就决定了它是一个试探还是一个试炼的分野了。
So how our heart just depend on this depend to determine the line between temptation.
如果你是一个依靠神的人呢，那这样东西对我们来讲不过是上帝给我们的试炼，对吧
？If you just rely on God, all these things happen.
如果你是依靠撒旦、依靠世界的，当然它就成了你的试探了。
If you rely on this world and this becomes temptation.
那这个问题提出来之后呢
So after we raise up this question,
我们每个人都需要自己问问自己啊。
Why don't you ask ourselves?
请问你的心是如何与之互动的呢？
How does your heart respond in such moments?
好，其次是按神的时空。
Secondly, according to God's timing and space.
我们都知道神在创世的时候说有就有，命立就立嘛。
When God created the world, He said, "Let there be," and it was.
对于神来讲是没有时空上的间隔与单延的。
So in God, and there's no delay and no waiting.
但是当神在以马内利的恩典之中的时候呢？
But in God's grace through Emmanuel,
神竟然会选择在时空中等候我们呢？
God chooses to work within time and space.
为什么？
Why?
他要给人一个回应的机会啊。
Giving people the chance to respond.
圣经说耶和华就定了时候，对吧？
The Bible says the Lord has appointed the time.
神有他的时候。
God has his timing.
这是圣经的一个普遍启示。
This is a general revelation through scripture.
我们常常说耶稣有他的时间呢。
Oftentimes we say God has his time.
我们为什么不需要着急呢？
Why we don't need to hurry?
很简单，相信耶稣有他的时间。
It's very simple. God has His timing.
不要慌张，不要失措。
Just don't be anxious.
就包括神的儿子自己，他也是在神的时候满足的时候，他才选择道成肉身，降世为人，为你我舍命啊。
Even God's Son came in His timing. The Word became flesh when the fullness of time had come.
不仅如此，摩西还怎么说呢？
Not only that, Moses said.
摩西就宣告了。
Moses proclaimed.
他说明天耶和华必在此地行这事。
He said, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in this place.
有没有看见神的动作呀？
Do you see God's work?
有时间，有地点，也有他的同在。
There's a time, there's a place, and there's His presence.
这也是我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹，遇到事情不要着急的原因。
That is oftentimes I told brother and sister, just don't be anxious.
因为人是一个情绪动物，知道不？
Because human being, we're just like and with the emotion.
我就鼓励弟兄姐妹，遇到什么事呢，先把45要素做好记录。
So I just encourage brother and sister, when you feel something, just write down to make a record of the fact.
要效法上帝做事情嘛。
So we just need to imitate how God do this.
他每件事都有交代的，上帝是。
God does everything, and He also just will let us know.
让我们发现都是有时间、有地点、有内容、有人物、有过程，对吧？
There's time, place, His presence, and the process.
而且到此为止，这些都是上帝对神子民的预告啊。
And up to this point, all of this is a foreshadowing.
他是预先告诉摩西，告诉神的仆人。
God just told the Moses and servant in advance.
神要在他的 时空满足的时候呢，败坏法老心中的执着与依靠。
God works within His time and space to break Pharaoh's stubborn heart.
他告诉摩西说：“我要拆毁法老心中的偶像。”
So he told Moses, "I will destroy the idols in the Pharaoh's heart."
所以，请弟兄姐妹从此开始注重上帝的时空，好吗？
So, brother, sister, from now, please just focus on God's time.
最后是钱财沉甸甸的。
Finally, wealth that weighs heavy.
对于法老来讲
，to Pharaoh,
这些马啦、驴啦、骆驼啦、牛群、羊群，可都是钱呐、啊，沉甸甸的，现兜兜的黄金白银都是钱呐、啊。
To Pharaoh, those horses, donkeys, camels, cattle, and sheep, they were all money.
而且这些钱可都是沉甸甸的呀。
And it is very heavy money.
对于我们今天的人来讲，就如同什么呢
？For us today, it's like what?
比如说我们的黄金啊。
For example, just like the gold.
比如说我们的房地产呐、啊。
Our real estate.
我们的 A 股、B 股、港股、台股、美股、欧股、日股，都是股票啊，钱呐、啊，都是。
All those different stock shares.
怎么一夜之间说没就没了呢
？And how can it just disappear overnight?
我猜摩西可能心里面也会犯嘀咕了。
Perhaps even Moses had his doubts.
怎么会这样子呢
？How could this be?
圣经说，第二天耶和华就行这事了。
The Bible says on the next day the Lord did this thing.
他说有就有，命立就立啊。
God's word stands firm.
神可是轻慢不得的，不可轻慢的。
God is not to be just taken lightly.
如果连摩西都有这些难以置信的话。
If even Moses found it hard to believe.
那么第二天埃及的牲畜几乎都死了。
Then the next day, almost all the livestock of Egypt were dead.
为什么？
Why?
神说了嘛。
Because God will.
埃及的牲畜必有重重的瘟疫，能不死吗
？God has said it. The livestock of Egypt shall suffer severe plague.
而且是只有埃及地的牲畜死了。
And it happened exactly as God said. Only the livestock of Egypt died.
那么以色列的牲畜怎么样呢
？What about the livestock in Egypt?
我们看见凡是属以色列人的。一样都不死，一直都不死。
All the livestock belonging to Israel remain alive.
我有时候也服了我的主，服了我的上帝。
I really admire our Lord.
他让埃及人的动物都死光，他自己的子民一个都不死。
He just let the livestock of Egypt die, but the livestock for Israel
也借着这个机会秀出、显示出的大能与怜悯啊。
Here, God revealed His almighty power.Also than his mercy.
你要是埃及见到如此这般的大能的主，你会怎么样
？If you're an Egyptian, when you see God's power, what would you do?
会不会心生敬畏，赶紧相信、投靠他呢
？Would you just have a reverent heart and just quickly just believe in him?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
法老心仍是固执啊。
Pharaoh's heart remains stubborn.
可以说出埃及记，他真的是将愚昧人的本性与结局。展示的一清二楚。
We can see that the book of Exodus clearly exposes the nature and the fate of the foolish.
而且是让人无可辩驳啊。
Leaving no room for debate.
首先呢，我们发现始于愚蒙人。
First, starting with the foolish and the simple-minded.
这个愚昧人一开始可能都是愚蒙人。
Maybe in the very beginning, and people just ignore, they're just foolish and the simple-minded.
有的时候我也会想，这个法老会不会有些傻呢？
Sometimes I wonder, was Pharaoh a little foolish?
圣经说他还真的是打发人去看看。
The Bible even says he sent someone to look.
看看什么呢
？To see what?
他看看自己的动物都死光，想看看以色列人的动物是不是
？His livestock died. He wanted to see if the livestock of Israel had died.
因为摩西说的，只是你们的动物死啊，我们动物不死的。
Because Moses said that his livestock would die.
法老这么骄傲的人怎么会相信吗？不信的吗
？So how would Pharaoh not believe it?
好，派人去看一看以色列的牲畜怎么样。
So he just sent people to see.
一看，哎呦，还是真的。
And he just realized it's
真的是以色列人的牲畜连一个都没有死啊
！And none of the livestock of Israel died.
好吧，我也尝试把法老往好的方面去想吧。
Well, if we just try to think positively about Pharaoh,
我说你傻，可能也是我不礼貌。我说你单纯幼稚，单纯无知，好不好
？Maybe he would just ignore and simple.
但是问题，你如果是个普通百姓，我也就算了，不说话了。
However, if you're just ordinary person, I will just let go.
你可是埃及的权柄掌握者，那个责任人呐。
However, and the Pharaoh is the responsible for Egypt.
如果你不是法老，你不是责任人，那我也算了，也不说你了。
If you're not Pharaoh, you're not a responsible person, then I'll just let it go.
但是你可是掌握着埃及千万人的生杀大权呢。
But you just hold power of life and death over the millions.
然后你告诉我说你单纯无知、幼稚，可能吗
？And then you claim yourself you're just simply ignorant.
你非要坚持，我也不说话了。那你就如此这般吧。
If you want to insist that, then you just let it be.
但是如此这般，圣经对你是有定义的。
However, the Bible still defines this type of person.
圣经会把你定义成一个愚蒙人。
So the Bible still defines him as a simple-minded person.
或者换一句话讲，愚蒙人就是愚昧人的初级阶段。
So the simple-minded person is the first stage of the foolish.
想想我们什么人、什么事、什么阶段是叫做初级阶段呢
？So what is the first stage?
拿初级阶段糊弄谁？糊弄自己啊
？Do you use the first stage and just to kind of fool yourself?
或是悔改
，either they repent，
或是继续朝着毁灭之路狂奔。塞拉米，人生就是这样子。
Or they continue just racing down the path of destruction.
其次，进入愚顽人。
Second, entering the stubborn and hard-hearted.
法老已经知道了。
Pharaoh already knew.
他知道什么呢
？What did he know?
他知道以色列人连一牲畜连一个都没有死了，知道了。
He knew not one of the livestock of Israel had died.
像我刚才说，按理说你赶紧回头吧。
But all reason they should just have been destroyed.
此时不悔改，更待何时啊？
If not now, then when?
假如我是法老
，If I were Pharaoh,
应该快快来到摩西面前呢。
I would have just rushed to Moses and Aaron.
也来到亚伦的面前呢。
Also to Aaron.
然后跪在神面前，说我实在是得罪了天，也得罪了神，也得罪了人呐。
Fallen to my knees before God and just said I have just sinned against heaven and the people.
甚至如果他有机会去效法一下尼尼微王也好啊。
He might have even just follow example of the king Nineveh.
亚约拿书三章六节怎么说？
And Jonah chapter 3 verse 6.
他说尼尼微王就下了宝座。
So the king of the Nineveh, he just rose.
脱下朝服
took up his royal robes,
然后怎么样呢
and then
披上麻布
covered himself with sackcloth,
然后自己这个人就坐在炉灰里边了
and sat in ashes.
只是可惜了法老没这么做
But sadly, Pharaoh did none of this.
也不会这么想了
He would not think of this way.
我们也想想看法老是何等人物啊
Think about it. Who was Pharaoh?
呀，埃及的法老在当时来讲可是举世无双的伟大领袖啊
The Pharaoh of Egypt at that time was an unparalleled mighty leader.
他甚至伟大到一个地步无法弯下腰低下头更别说悔改了
He's so mighty he could not bend his ways and could not bow his head.
所以我们真的也在为全世界这些居高位的领导人去祷告了
So we just need to pray for those people in the high authority.
人一旦居高位比较容易变成一个愚昧人了
Once a person get to the high, very high position, he may just become an ignorant.
愚顽人的骄傲他已经具备了。
And he already fulfilled this the position just as a fool.
好，最后还没有完，要成为亵慢人。
Finally, becoming the scoffers.
亵慢人是指的愚昧人走到了顶峰的阶段了。
The scoffers are those who have reached the height and the And
这个顶峰的阶段就是到达骄傲癫狂的地步了
They just reached the height of the pride and the madness. And
自古以来走到这样地步的这个独裁者离灭亡就不远了
When they get to this point, they're not far from destruction.
圣经说法老已经看见事实了
The Bible says that Pharaoh had seen the facts.
他知道上帝的子民以色列人的牛羊马一直都没有死
He saw that the Israelites there.Their animals, they're all stay alive.
但是你拦不住他的心里仍是固执啊。
However, it just cannot hinder that his heart remains stubborn.
圣经说他仍是不容百姓去啊。
He still refused to let the people go.
他可能真的忘记自己是谁了。
He had forgotten who he was.
他也不愿意认识耶和华是谁啊。
He did not recognize who the Lord is.
这个基本逻辑他都没搞清楚啊。
He's not clear.
以色列人是属于耶和华的呀。
The Israelites belong to the Lord.
家庭教会的弟兄姐妹是属耶稣基督的呀。
Brother and sister from the home church, they belong to Jesus Christ.
谁是耶和华？谁是耶稣基督啊
？Who's Jesus Christ? Who's the Lord?
他是那位创天造地的大主宰，你知道吗
？Do you know he's the creator of heaven and earth?
包括你法老手中。或者你这些敌基督手中的权也是出于上帝的赐予啊
Even the authority in Pharaoh's hand or the Antichrist's hand is all given by the Lord.
你又凭什么与神去分庭抗礼呢
On what basis did you just dare to oppose God?
现代的法老们愚昧到一个地步甚至还去拆神子民的家呀
The modern Pharaohs even just go so far to destroy the homes of God's people.
他二百五傻冒到一个地步，跑到教会里把十字架给拆走。你得多傻的人才能做过这样的事儿啊
！They're just fools to the point. They just even take down the crosses of churches.
有时候我在想，难道这些法老们都癫狂了吗
？I just wonder, have these pharaohs?
难道你真的以为上帝是可以轻慢的吗
？Do they really think God can be mocked?
相信神会让我们。看见他们结局的，你信不信呢
？Rest assured, God will show us their end.
我信，在我的有生之年，一定会看到这些敌基督是如何承受这些后果的。
I believe that in my life, I will see the consequence.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
第五灾的手开始伸向牲畜了。
The hand of the fifth plague now begins to distract the livestock.
而且是一步一步向黑暗杀戮走来了。
Moving step by step into darkness and
我们的神是一位圣洁公义的主，对不对
？Our God is holy and righteous.
圣经说的万不以有罪的为无罪。
He will by no means acquit the guilty.
我们的神是怎样的神呢
？What kind of God is our Lord?
出埃及记三十四章七节讲得很清楚。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 7.
他是一方面是为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Our God keeps steadfast love for thousands, forgives iniquity, transgression, and sins.
重要的是他万不以有罪的为无罪啊。
Yet he by no means cleared the guilty.
而且我们的上帝必要追讨他的罪。
Visiting the iniquity.
不是单单追讨他的罪哦。
Not only his sins.
自父及子，直到三世代。
So visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third to the fourth.
这是上帝的圣洁之光啊。
This is the God's light of his holiness.
你是不是还要继续犯罪呢？
Do you want to continue to sin?
你是不是继续还要去逼迫上帝的儿女呢？
Do you want to continue to persecute God's children?
求神帮助我们简单清新的爱主吧。
May God help us to love him with a simple and pure heart.
求神帮助我们敏锐圣灵对我们的带领。
So we just pray to the Lord to help us to be sensitive for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
真的是要让神的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And to let God's words be a lamp of our feet and a light of our path.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise.
你是那位昔在、今在、永在的主。
You are the eternal forever God.
你也是那位不厌其烦的、不断的去吩咐摩西去跟法老说话。
You just patiently again and again just said this command and.Moses,
你告诉法老说容我的百姓去吧，因为我的百姓要在旷野服侍我。你如果是仍然不肯让他们走呢？你仍然强留他们呢？硬要把家庭教会的人拉到三支教会强留在那里呢？那么耶和华的手必加在你田间的牲畜上。也就是你的一切经济基础上。
And that is all your economic foundation.
从此你的就业不见了。
Since then, and you're just the,
从此你的房地产要垮了。
And real asset will just vanish.
从此你的股票市场永远停在3000点了。
And the stock market stay at 3000 points.
神是不可轻慢的。
God cannot be mocked.
问题是凡是属以色列的一样都不死。
And the key is the one who just belongs to the Israelites just will not die.
神会定了他的自己的时候啊。
God will set his time.
他必要行神迹奇事。
And God will just do all his wonders.
他说有就有，命立就立。
And his words stand firm.
有谁敢去轻慢我们的上帝呢？
Who dare to mock our God?
主，我仍然向你求怜悯。
Lord, we just ask for your mercy.
体恤人不过是尘土啊。
I just have mercy about the people who are just from.
如耶稣基督所说，父啊，赦免他们。他们所做的，他们不知道。
Just as Jesus Christ said, Lord, please forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.